on our program today, visiting with Sergeant Ryan Palmer.
Good morning.
Police. Good to have you back. He does all our updates on public safety and things like that. Good to have you back.
Yeah, it's been a couple of months, I think.
He's back to work and keeping busy and finding more things to do.
Yes.
Every day. And let's not do another blizzard, shall we?
No, we're done with those. Because, we're all over that.
I bet you guys are. Unlike the county where they have to go out and check the roads and the vehicles out there, you got enough people just in town to try to keep track of and
get out
of the snowbank.
Yeah, we were busy. They were certainly overloaded with different things. So I think we're all over blizzards this year.
One thing I did notice is I'm seeing an increase in traffic offenses out here, or traffic stops, not necessarily offenses, but traffic stops. Again, it brings up to me, anyway, we're into that time frame where we're getting spring break coming up, but we also have St. Patrick's Day coming up, and it kind of sets up one of those times of the year when I know you guys always encourage people to plan ahead and stay safe.
Yeah, we're doing a few different state projects regarding traffic stops and traffic enforcement, just trying to keep the roads safe. So, yes, those do cover some of St. Patrick's Day, so we just want to be reminding you that law enforcement will be out a little bit extra during St. Patrick's Day. We want to remind you to drink responsibly, of course. Go out and have a good time or enjoy some friends and family, but make preparations. If you're going to have a few drinks, and don't endanger yourself, don't endanger others, have fun. Get somebody else to drive so you get home safely and everybody else on the road stays safe.
Don't think you can walk down the street either. Sometimes
might be the safest route, but call a cab or something.
Yeah, just get it done safely. And again, it's one of those things where I know when you guys try to remind them, but again, have your friends help you out.
Yes.
Do something.
Yeah.
Plan accordingly. And we'll stay safe. Not so much, our in-town traffic is pretty good, but if you're traveling between other events and if you're coming back to Boone or something like that.
Yeah, a lot of people, I think, enjoy going over to Ames for a little bit or down to Des Moines.
It's for the parades and stuff.
Yeah, enjoy yourself. But on your way back, make sure you're getting a ride to stay safe.
Well, we do have one of the things I notice is obviously transition. We're into that time of year. So next week we'll have spring here. I don't know if we're going to have an automatic change. Weather conditions have been pretty good. Seeing more traffic outside, scooters, skateboards and stuff. One thing is that I know people that we've had a lot of work that was done downtown. One of the issues that comes up a lot is people, especially younger people, will come downtown, ride their skateboards and their bikes on the sidewalks, and that is prohibited. That's in the city code.
Yeah, and that's to really keep everyone safe. If there's people coming out of some of those stores, especially a little bit older people, they're coming out of those stores, some young guy or gal on a bike comes zooming down the street, there's an accident there, and that's not good for anybody. So the city does have in place that you're not allowed to drive or ride skateboards, scooters, bikes, those types of things on the sidewalks downtown. So just scoot around town or around downtown and work to keep people safe.
Yeah, there used to be riding on the sidewalk, but with the sidewalk replacements and stuff like that, a lot of that isn't there right now.
Yeah, they don't want to paint those back on there, and they like the way that things look, and I do too. Yeah, so here I'm reminding you.
Yeah, and do you still have the flashing four ways? Doesn't mean roll through, it means stop.
Yes.
And then yield to the right. Always yield to the right.
Yep.
Those are some of the things, but yes, we do have a lot of people that are now, the weather's getting nicer and we're seeing more kids out there on bicycles. We're seeing more walkers out in the morning or in the evening. Most of them are pretty good about having lights or things to make themselves visible. But again, drivers, pay attention.
Yeah, you got to be paying attention. And if you're a parent who has a kid who's riding a bike, if it gets close to dark, get them a little light for the front of their bike. They have to have a reflector or a red flashing light on the back. Again, that's to keep them safe. It's hard to see those types of people riding a bike. We're usually looking for bigger vehicles. It's hard to see people walking, running on bikes. So do something to be well seen, whether it's a flashlight, reflective stuff, things like that.
Plenty of things out there. I think there for a while, some of these events that'll be coming up, vendors will hand out reflective things to wear, vests and stuff like that. And yeah, feel free. I mean, get in the habit of doing that. It makes you a little more visible.
Yeah.
We do have a lot of people that are riding those like electric scooters around. Like, not all of those have lights on, but I think they're supposed to be having some sort of light on them as they're riding around. I know bikes are supposed to have headlight, taillight, if you can.
Yeah. Again, on those, whether it's an electric scooter or whatever, just make sure you're visible. Put a flashlight on it. Put a headlight. Some of those scooters come equipped with some of those lights. But you got to make sure you're being seen. Again, those things are, our eyes are trained to see cars. That's what we see, or bigger vehicles. We're not trained to see those little things. So are conditioned to see those. So be visible.
So this is my surprise question for you.
Oh, boy.
Okay, one of the things the department has done is it's been one of those, safe recognition. Like if you see kids out riding bikes with helmets on, yeah, and things like that, a lot of times you might stop them and give them a thanks for something like that. That's a program that the department's done, kind of a rewards thing. Over the last couple of years, are we looking at setting up something like that this year? Has anybody talked about it?
Yeah, typically every year we work with, used to be Dairy Queen, sometimes McDonald's, some of the local businesses that give us coupons. And then when we see children exercising safe practices, or families out walking together doing, making sure their kids have helmets on, stopping at the stop signs, things like that, we'll pass out those, go get a free ice cream cone or go get a free McFlurry. So yeah, that's something we'll do again this year.
So be looking for that.
Yeah.
It's a reward thing for being safe.
Yes.
Practicing that. Let's talk about a few other things that come up this time of the year. I know tax season, obviously, tax scams are out there. What kind of new scams, what kind of new things are you hearing about?
Yeah.
Because people call, again, when I get reports, it says a scam was reported, or a scam. Not necessarily everybody falls for it. A lot of times they just call you and let you know this is what happened to me. Maybe somebody else is getting.
Yeah. We always have the ones where grandchildren or nephew, something like that, is in prison. That's typically false. Call us. We can verify that. We have the ones where a large sum of money will be said to be shipped to you. If you send back such and such information, don't fall for that. You're not going to get any money. Call us if that happens. We'll verify it. One we had the other day was somebody received a phone call saying that they owed a toll, a road toll. That's not valid. Anybody who's asking you for money that you don't think is legit, call us. We'll be happy to look into it, see if it's if you do owe the money, or if it's somebody who's trying to scam you out of a lot of money. We also had one where a gentleman came up and picked up $1,800 from somebody from their door. So we're working to investigate that, but these scams come in all different shapes and sizes. So if something seems off, call a family member, talk to them about it, call law enforcement. Don't try and hide it. A lot of people are embarrassed by it. But the worst thing you can do.
The sooner that they let you know,
the better.
Yeah, you may not be able to resolve it, but you might be able to.
Yes.
You never know.
Yeah.
I was going to say one of the things too, and on the scam part of it is they're very ingenious.
They're very developed, yes.
I know, and if they're asking you for gift cards, and I'm thinking because now we're getting to the beginning of the year, the moratorium on heating and cooling comes off. So then we have people starting to pretend to be from a utility, Alliant,
yes,
or, and they don't call you.
Yes.
I mean, that's the big thing. In most cases, people should know. You don't get called by these people.
No.
I mean, are legitimate ones.
Yeah, if it seems different than anything you've ever had, typically from Alliant, you get your statement in the mail or whatnot. Yeah. If it's coming across in a different way, call and verify that stuff. It'll really save you a lot of heartache.
Well, again, that's just in the sooner. And I know younger people, watch what your parents are doing, or older people,
yes,
might be doing, your friends and neighbors. And if they seem, if they're going for gift cards,
yeah,
not necessarily a good thing.
Yeah. Check in on your parents. It'll be helpful for
them.
Your
local businesses contact you guys when they say, you know, someone's out here, they're getting all these gift cards?
The banks do a very good job in that, or monitoring different things like that. I think there has been a few businesses that will call us and
just
give us some information. Yeah.
Again, it does take a lot of people to keep some safe.
Yeah.
just insisted on doing that. All right. I did want to ask you about the Citizens Academy is going. I know it started. We just had what the first one was. The 6th, right?
Yes.
Started on the 6th
yes.
last year. So the next one will be coming up here. Was it the first?
Today.
Oh, it's today. Every
yep.
Thursday.
Yep. Every Thursday night.
Okay. So, first of all, I know that you had some pretty good numbers for sign up. Did you end up with a pretty good crowd?
And, yes. We have a full class. It's an awesome program. It typically runs, I think, about 2 months. People get to see just about everything that law enforcement in Boone does. They get to do a lot of hands-on stuff, a lot of educational stuff. They eat a meal with us. So there's a lot of relational building within it. Mm-hmm. They ride in our cars for an extended period of time. So it's a really cool program. And yeah, tonight I think they're talking about the dispatch services and how dispatch works and possibly our hiring process.
Okay. I was going to say dispatch. That's, again, that's a whole different thing over there when you get in there with 911 and all of the things that are going on. And we had people going all the way over to Greene County to help the other day. So it's out there. And we get a lot of traffic going through there. One thing I do know, and because people will get to find out about things like going through investigations and stuff. So you guys just recently had a lengthy investigation over several weeks and did result in some arrest. But and again, at this point in time, nobody's been tried yet, so
sure.
It's just a charge. But how does that process work? Because you get the complaint, you have to start investigating, and I know you have to get enough evidence so that the county attorney's comfortable with prosecuting.
Yeah, any investigation, all of them are different. Some of them are smaller, obviously. This one was quite large. It was you can see it in our press releases. It was a robbery case that we had that was happened just outside of Boone, but it started here in Boone. So we had Story County that was assisting us. We had Boone County Sheriff's Office that was assisting us, several different agencies, and they just go piece by piece. And with this case, there was a lot of pieces. There was well over 100 hours that was spent compiling information, sifting through different information, a lot of hours that was spent just really making sure we had a strong case, making sure we were doing our jobs that like the community would want us to do. Essentially we were able to.
You have to collect all that and then you got to have somebody go through it and say this applies to our case and builds it up, and then the county attorney, this is good. I can use
yeah.
this.
And thankfully, because of how hard our investigators worked and those other agencies, we developed quite a strong case for it.
All right. The one thing that most people think, why does it take 100 hours to do that? It does. It's not like television.
It's not like TV.
It does take some time.
That would be nice if it was like that, but no, it's not like that.
We have had that one, and that's one I'm going on. So I know you got other cases that you keep working on as well, too. But you got to be able to get it. First of all, a search warrant, and then collect the evidence, and then you got to have people. I don't know. You do a lot. I know you guys do a lot of it yourself, going through a lot of the evidence, a lot of the electronics and stuff like that. You don't really have somebody you just turn it over to.
No, some agencies have those resources. We're a small enough agency where we have to develop expertise in doing that stuff ourselves, so we take it seriously, and that's where some of the time comes in. And thankfully we have investigators who work very hard at doing that and don't leave any piece unturned. It took a lot of time. They did good.
Well, one of the fun things is we all of a sudden had people deciding, hey, we can cut across down here at South 30. I think some other additional barricade things have been put up in the meantime now, but are people becoming accustomed to it? Are we still having issues? Occasionally I see wrong way on 30. So
yeah, I think overall it's people are starting to learn and remember. So I think it's doing well down there.
An inconvenient change.
Yeah.
I notice a lot of your stop, some of our intersections, we're starting to see some red flashing lights on stop signs. Again, that's one of the things just to attract people to, yes, we have a stop sign here and through traffic does not stop.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
kind of thing. I think South Marshall and Park was probably one of those where that was one of the more recent ones I saw that was added.
Yeah. Yeah. There, I think there's one at Hancock too. Hancock and South Lynn. And yeah, those are some of those stop signs are harder to see. The roads are wider. You expect to be going faster, and then the stop signs there. So sometimes those signs need a little more visibility.
So, and Hawkeye and South Lynn, that's one yep. where I saw some flashing red down there.
Yeah, too. That can be a dangerous intersection.
So it is. It is. When you're not paying attention, yep. it's a good. So those are just some of the things that are showing up out there. Any other things off the top of your head about that we're dealing with at this point in time? Mostly it's going to be the scams and the people being out now.
Yeah, it's warmer. We all enjoy being out. Kids are out later. Just drive slow. Be aware of those around you, and we'll try and limit the accidents we have.
And again, downtown, if you have kids that are riding bikes downtown, or stay off the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Again, that's the bottom line, is just no skateboards. Roller skates included there?
Yep, they're included.
Everything, bikes, roller skates, everything else. Yep. So. Try to avoid that because we don't want to have pedestrian accidents.
Yeah, and you don't want somebody fall into the cars, fall through the cars into traffic. It's just go around downtown if you're not on foot.
Okay. Our reminders once again, with the weather being nicer, again, if your kids are going to be out riding, have them wear their helmets. Make sure you got bikes, reflector things. People that are going to be out walking early in the morning, and that's usually when I see them mm-hmm. coming to work. But in the evenings, a lot of people will go out and walk around if it's still a nice night. Be on the lookout for them.
So.
Check your sidewalks and yes. everything else. And once again, with all the traffic stops going on, St. Patrick's Day, plan ahead, stay safe. All right. Again, Sergeant Ryan Palmer, our guest on our
Thank
program.
You.
Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.